Hey everybody, this is Mark Manson, and this is a commentary and analysis on why you shouldn't trust yourself. In these commentaries, I talk about the research, inspiration, and process that goes into creating the article. So if you love the article, listen to the audios because you can learn more. With this article, this is actually probably the first real full-blown collaboration between my research assistant and I. I had the idea for this article for well over a year, maybe even 2 years. If you've read a lot of the site, you know that I'm always talking about self-skepticism, questioning your own beliefs, becoming comfortable in uncertainty or ambiguity, things like that. And, The thing is, you know, that's not just me talking out my ass. Like, there's tons and tons of psychological research that kind of leads one to that conclusion. And over the course of, you know, I'd say between 2010 and 2013, 2014, you know, I just kept, when I was kind of at the peak of my psychological research, I just kept running into this stuff everywhere. Like, there's just tons of books on it about how we just really don't think clearly. Our brains don't operate efficiently. Our cognition is just full of holes and shortcuts and flaws. And there's also a lot of evidence that these flaws cause a lot of problems for us. They lead us down a road of a lot of judgments and, yeah, it's just not, it's a real problem that, most of us aren't even aware that we have. And so, I wanted to create an article. So this theme kind of pops up in my work so many times that I figured at some point I should write an article just really diving headfirst into all the reasons why, this is a reasonable position to take. To not trust your own instincts, to go against your own beliefs, to question yourself, to ask yourself, am I wrong? And you could even say, there's a previous article on the website called Why I'm Wrong About Everything, and So Are You. And I think I kind of tried to do that with that article. I love that article. That article is more of like a philosophical argument for skepticism. And ignorance, it plays around with the juxtaposition of like our knowledge today and our knowledge 500 years ago and our knowledge 500 years in the future. And, I feel like that wasn't a sufficient, I mean, it was a clever article and, a lot of people liked it. I really like it, but, I just felt like there needed to be a more technical explanation with a lot of research. Behind it. So I'd been wanting to do something like this for a long time. And I think about a year or two, I came up kind of just with the article title. A lot of times I come up with titles before I come up with the article itself. Like the idea for the article is the title. And that was true in this case. So, you know, I wanted to create an article called like why you shouldn't trust yourself. And at some point, you know, it came time to write it. And I knew that this was one that Drew could contribute a lot to because it was going to be research intensive and Drew, particularly his strong area is kind of summarizing academic research and data. So I gave him kind of a list of some of these biases and, you know, faulty, like error, like our places that our cognition doesn't work super well. And just told him like, hey, you know, just check up on the research, write short summaries for each of these things. And, you know, and when he got back to me, actually, like his summaries were so good. I kind of joked with him. I was like, geez, dude, we could probably just post this by itself. Cause he did a really, really good job summarizing a bunch of this stuff. And I would say 50% of this article is actually written by him, or it's like, it's words written by him that have been edited or revised by me. Then I went back in and I added a couple more sections myself, added some stories and jokes and changed some of the writing that he did in some places. So this is actually, I mean, you know, if we were working at a newspaper or something, like, you'd have to put both of our names on this one. But since I hired the fucker, I get to put my name on it. So, but he did a great job and his fingerprints are all over this one. And, it's a couple funny things. I was so tempted to do, like a listicle, do like a 7 reasons why you can't trust yourself or whatever. And I even played around with that at first and but I wanted to get to 10. For some reason, just the idea that like 8 things just didn't feel good to me. Like, I don't know, listicles that start with 8, call it superstitious, but like 8's just not a sexy number. Like it's, and 7, I don't know. Something about it was like, well, I should get it to 10. And I even added another section that, or actually added 2 more sections to get it to 9, I believe, or I don't even know what number it's at. And I ended up looking at that section and I was like, this doesn't actually really fit. And I'm now at this point, I'm just like cramming content in here to get a 10, like a number 10 for a listicle. And I just felt dirty. So I removed all that stuff. I actually saved it. I'll probably use it for another article. But yeah, I just figured, you know what? Screw the listicle. We'll leave it like this. The Bruce Lee video I also added at the last minute. It's just a video I really like. And when I was going over that section, it reminded me, like, when it talks about like the Eastern traditions and the concept of no self. For some reason that video just popped into my head and I'm like, oh, that's an awesome video. And it's a video I've wanted to use on the site for years. But I've never found, like an appropriate situation to kind of insert it into an article. So, I was happy I found that. And, the last thing I'll say is that there's a lot of books referenced in this article and they're all really good reads. There is one other book though that did not get mentioned that is worth looking into if you're really interested in kind of like how arbitrary our beliefs are and how, I don't know how to put it, like untrustworthy they are. And that is, it's called The Believing Brain by Michael Shermer. That's S-C-H-E-R-M-E-R. And he's the editor of, I think it's Rational Magazine, something like that. I forget what, but anyway, he's like a prominent atheist, pro-science guy. And the book has a little bit of a slant against religion. But actually it's really just it's Skeptic Magazine. He's the editor of Skeptic Magazine. That's it. Yeah. And so the whole book is kind of just looking at how like the research behind how beliefs form in the brain and, how flawed and unreliable they are. So if you're really into the subject and want some further reading, that's a good place to start.